The winter season averaged 38.9 degrees. That breaks the record by 0.1 degrees set back in 1991. Aaron Jacobs is a meteorologist and hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau. He says the winter season officially runs from October 1st to March 31st.
The warmest month out of that time frame from October to March looks like it was January, where the average temperature was 6.9 degrees above normal.
January was not only a warm month, but a very rainy month with about 21 inches of precipitation. That's over 9.5 inches above the normal. And in turn, Petersburg was nearly 18 inches below normal for snow in January. Only 4 inches fell that month. In fact, it was just too warm for much snow all winter.
The snowpack around Petersburg this year was very low.
That's Daniel Fisher, a hydrologist with the National Resources Conservation Service. He's in Palmer and crunches numbers for snowpack around Southeast.
Really, you have to go back about 34 years before we had anything similar to this in 1981.
Snowpack measurements are taken at two locations in Petersburg every month throughout the winter. The Petersburg Reservoir, located at 550 feet in elevation, had no snow this winter. Fisher says that's not abnormal, but what was unusual was the measurement at the other site.
The Petersburg Ridge site, which is considerably higher, another 1,100 feet higher than the reservoir, this is a record low for the April 1st reading.
All in all, it was the fourth lowest snowfall year on record for Petersburg at 39.1 inches recorded at the local airport.
This year, the low snowpack's really driven by warm temperatures more than a lack of precipitation. I believe Southeast is fairly close to normal precipitation, a little below normal, but temperatures have all been above normal for the entire winter.
As for the reason behind the higher temperatures causing the low snowpack, Fisher says he couldn't say. They just don't have enough data to explain it.
There's a lot of variability year to year. So even though this is a low year, very low year, and last year similarly was a low year, but the 2 years before that were close to record highs. So we're just seeing a lot of variability right now in the snowpack.
Aaron Jacobs says his main concern now, as a hydrologist with the Weather Service, is how the low snowpack could affect local fisheries.
Low snowpack or no snowpack at all, if we do have a warmer and drier summer, then the streams that are dependent on the snowpack to keep flows up won't be there, so you're going to get low flows, and if you have sun, it'll raise the temperatures up and get above normal fish, water temperatures for fish to survive and stuff like that, and get low dissolved oxygens and potentially some fish kills that we've seen in the past.
Or maybe it will be like last year, when there was low snowpack, but the summer countered it with a record wet season. Only time will tell. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.